There's another word for that, man. That's called the Chinese social credit system. That's what it's called. And anyone who watches Black Mirror will know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so here we go. Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm?
Yes.
For people that don't understand what the f- is going on.
Well,
so here, I'll pull it up for you here. Yeah. So there's the video.
Yeah.
I don't know if your camera can see that, but the,
no.
There's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. Yeah, and here's a quote from the article. This is in the Telegraph, the one he pulled up, okay. But it was behind a paywall. So I'll just read the quote. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Holy.
I'm going to take.
Okay, now he's going to keep going.
A step further for you, Joe, right? So the vaccine passport infrastructure is in place. But now we know that the vaccine doesn't stop infection or transmission, but the checkpoint Charlie exists everywhere. They bring in digital banking, central banking, digital currencies. You've got a scenario now that you're checking in and out everywhere you go using vouchers that are programmed and you can only spend where you're told you can spend them. There's another word for that, man. That's called the Chinese social credit system. That's what it's called. And anyone who watches Black Mirror will know what I'm talking about. That's that TV show, right?
Yeah.
So what they are telling us, and when I say they, who's they? People in power. That's the head of our economy, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, second most powerful person other than the Prime Minister and maybe the Foreign Secretary in the UK, right?
And this right here is how the Chinese social credit score system works. This is from France 24. Cameras watch you 24/7. They attach your credit score to you based upon your face.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points. A score in the 700s is considered good. Around the 500 mark is not. For now, the number is a sort of bank credit rating, keeping track of everyone's spending habits.
I think being ranked is a good thing. A society has to have rules.
It forces us to be well-behaved.
It may seem scary, but it's just like that here. We're used to it. And anyway, we don't have a choice.
Okay, Thomas Renz, what are your thoughts after watching some highly encouraging propaganda?
Hey, and Thomas, also, when you give your thoughts, would you also tell me what you think Clay's social credit score would be? Two at 3,000 points. All right.
I'm going to be honest. I was just thinking about my associations with Clay and what that might do to my social credit score, which would otherwise be perfect because the hardcore Christian nationalists are generally rated high. And hardcore Christian nationalists who are friends with Clay Clark, who runs the Yuval Noah Harari fan club, are even higher. It's all good for me. I mean, I'm golden. So listen, I want to break this down in a way. You know, when people are talking about programmable currency and things like that, I don't think a lot of people necessarily are getting that, right? When I pull a dollar out of my bill and I hand a dollar bill out of my wallet and hand it to you, you agree that that's worth a dollar and you'll give me that pack of gum that I wanted to buy because I can no longer buy a cup of coffee for that dollar.
Yep.
So that's what's going on right now. Now, imagine if when I handed you that dollar for that pack of gum, someone ran up, took the dollar and said, you know what? You can't buy that gum. It's going to give you a cavity. That's what's going on here, right? The government is taking everything that you work for, everything that you own, and they're going to track it. And then someone is going to decide whether what you want to spend, what you've earned on is okay. You know, can I do this? You know, so for example, the day they locked us down with COVID, I went out to my big gas-guzzling V8 pickup truck, rolled down the windows, and drove all over the place. I destroyed the environment. I drove my pickup truck. I was happy. That was my choice. My social credit score fell that day. And someone could have said, hey, you're not buying any more gas because your social credit score sucks. So what you got to understand is this is permanent and complete control over every aspect of your life. There is no getting out of it. There is no escaping it. If we give up our currency, we give up all of our privacy, and every aspect of our life becomes completely controlled. There is no coming back from this. There's no fighting back from this. Once it's in place, we've lost. And at that point, the only way it comes back is through literally violence, because they aren't going to give that power back. And there is no option. So we have no choice. We either stop this before it's in place or we lose everything. There is no coming back. And it ties in with everything else they're doing. So I think it's a crisis. I think this is one of the many tiers of what they're doing to destroy freedom right now.
Now I'm going to go back to